I look at the man in the seat opposite mine. He is about my age, early to mid-30s, with dark hair greying at the temples. Sallow skin. He's wearing a suit, but he's taken the jacket off and slung it on the seat next to him. He has a MacBook, paper-thin, open in front of him. He's a slow typist. He's wearing a silver watch with a large face on his right wrist. It looks expensive. A Breitling, maybe. He's chewing the inside of his cheek. Perhaps he's nervous, or just thinking deeply. Writing an important email to a colleague at the office in New York, or a carefully worded breakup message to his girlfriend. He looks up suddenly and meets my eye. His glance travels over me, over the little bottle of wine on the table in front of me. He looks away. There's something about the set of his mouth that suggests distaste. He finds me distasteful. I am not the girl I used to be. I am no longer desirable. I'm off-putting in some way. It's not just that I've put on weight, or that my face is puffy from the drinking and a lack of sleep. It's as if people can see the damage written all over me, can see it in my face, and the way I hold myself, the way I move. One night last week, when I left my room to get myself a glass of water, I overheard Kathy talking to Damien, her boyfriend, in the living room. I stood in the hallway and listened. "She's lonely," Kathy was saying. "I really worry about her. Doesn't help her being alone all the time." Then she said, "Isn't there someone from work, maybe, or the rugby club?" And Damien said, "For Rachel." Not being funny, Kath, but I'm not sure I know anyone that desperate.